You're listening to Game On, a sports podcast from Xander Piot.
Hi, I'm Xander.
Schedules, scores, stats, standings, stories, and more. Not only will you hear some of the best sports talk with Xander, but you'll often hear WSU athletes as guests. Now, here's Xander.
Here's the Game On podcast. We talk about sports, and I'm with Ben Chapman.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Chapman.
And I'm Xander Piot. I'm the host of the podcast.
Yeah, and I'm your frequent guest now because I love talking sports with you.
Yeah,
you're wearing a Golden State Warriors hat today, and let me just tell you. So I have four kids that I know of, and the youngest, sweet baby James, he loves the Warriors. He wants to go to a Warriors game. I don't know how easy that is. I don't know if it's like going to a Gonzaga game where it's darn near impossible to go. Anyway, he wants to go watch Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I went to go to the Warriors game on Thursday this week, last week with my mom and her boyfriend and my brother. It was pretty fun. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's awesome. Wait, you said you went?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where you got the hat?
No, I had the hat for a long time. I had it for like 8 years. Or 9 or 10 years.
No way. So I see on the back it's a Mitchell and Ness hat.
Yeah,
those are not cheap. But now Fanatics, I guess, owns them. So
they don't part of them.
Not okay. Well, I expect the quality to go way down someday. But, yeah. But you got it when it was still good.
Yes.
And they source all of their product in good animal friendly ways.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, so tell me. So you went down to San Fran?
No, I went to Portland to go watch.
Oh, you went. They played the Blazers.
Yes.
So whatever that's called, the Moda Center or something.
Yeah, the Moda.
Okay.
The Moda Center.
I've been to a game actually in Portland. I've been to one game. I don't care about the NBA at all. I'm sorry, I just don't. But my wife's cousin called one day and said, "Hey, I see that you're in Vancouver." I said, "Yeah, I'm doing something at WSU Vancouver." And he said, "Well, I'm here in Portland for my company. We have a luxury box here and free food and all that stuff." He goes, "If you just want to pretend like you're a potential client," he goes, we'll bring you in and then you can." So I watched the game. It was kind of neat. So
yeah, for me,
I pretended like I was interested in their product. So
yeah, for me, I love the NBA, but not as much as NFL or MLB. The NFL or MLB is more fun to watch. I think NBA is starting to be more political, and I hate it being political, and it's starting to not be as much fun to watch as MLB or NFL, but still fun to watch, but not as much fun as other leagues.
Yeah, so I grew up loving the NBA, like Michael Jordan. I grew up in that era.
Yeah.
You know, so because you're a youngin, and I'm an old fart. Anyway, so I love the NBA, and I finally soured on it. When the Sonics left, I felt like it was all just a fraud that Clay Bennett took the Sonics and moved him to Oklahoma. So I said at that time, I will not support the NBA until we have a new commissioner. Like David Stern isn't doing the job. We need a new commissioner, and they return the Sonics to us. Well, David Stern is no longer here, so but we still don't have a team in Seattle. So I support our Cougs when they are playing in the NBA. Like, I want them to succeed. Like, Klay Thompson's a champ, but, like, I don't really support the NBA.
Yeah, I heard that the Seattle Supersonics are going to come back. Everybody wants them back, and I heard they're going to come back in 2025 or 2026.
I'll believe it when I see it. But in the meantime, like, my 12-year-old, though, there's nothing that he likes better than the NBA. He loves it so, so much.
Yeah, and then do you see Kent Clark? He got drafted the first pick of the WNBA draft to the Fever.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark has done an amazing job as an ambassador for the sport, and she's very good as well.
Yeah,
and I saw her on SNL the other day, and she did an awesome job on that too. So, anyway, you have a crush on Caitlin Clark, I know it. I see it. I see it in your.
I see it in your smile.
Don't deny it.
I just want to sign her to my sportswear brand and have her be the Michael Jordan of my brand. Not Michael Jordan is to Nike, to my company.
Okay. Yeah, you've told me about your brand, but wasn't it going to be like a sporting goods store or something?
It's like a sportswear brand, but then I get bigger, then I have a sporting goods store.
Yeah. Okay. I think that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does.
It's going to be international at some point. That'd be sweet.
It would be. And my goal is to beat Nike and be bigger than Nike and Dick's Sporting Goods.
Well, I mean, Nike's kind of a product and Dick's Sporting Goods is more of a store, so, you know.
Yeah.
Now, they do have Nike stores, of course, where they just sell Nike stuff. But those are usually pretty small. So, I think you could do it, man. Hey, you'll have a little of everything, so you have a brand that has...
I'm a big diehard fan of Kayla Clark. I love watching her play, and my dad only watches her play, watch women's basketball because of her.
So here's what I've discovered is the competition is a little different, but it's still competition, right? Yes. So you can't compare it to the men's sport. No, it's not the exact same, but at the same time, like, there's different strategy, and I really enjoy it. Good, and it's good competition.
It is.
I swear to you, there was a time when I think the WCU women's team, I thought they could have beat the WCU men's team in basketball some years back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were pretty bad for a while. But anyway, so, well, I was glad to see, and kudos to South Carolina, man. They are a good, good team.
They are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then what do you think of her saying, the women's basketball coach on the South Carolina team saying that Ken Clark should go up the women's basketball game and she's getting the game to be more popular?
It's true. No, that's absolutely true. So if you look, like, because you said you like MLB, right? Yes. So Major League Baseball. What Babe Ruth did was absolutely incredible, right? Statistically. Yes. But part of his lore, part of the draw to him was he was an exciting player and just grew the game, right? Same thing that happened post-1994 strike. Fan attendance was down, and for better or worse, like with the steroid use and all that, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, when they were chasing those records, it totally brought a buzz back to the game, and it was really good for the game. And that's what Caitlin Clark's doing. Now, I know the joke that they shared on SNL was like it had a record 14.2 million viewers for the title game, which beat the old record by 14.2 million viewers.
And they also have more viewers than watching the women's championship game and Mark Madden than the men's one, too.
I don't doubt that as well, and I'm all for the fact that it opened up, just the sport and the opportunity and seeming opportunity and accessibility to a lot more people that now could see themselves playing, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are a lot of girls that grow up and they see and they like the sports, like, and they'll watch men's sports because it was more televised.
Yeah.
But you don't really see yourself in that role. Like, you want somebody who can look and sound and be like you, and now they see that. And not to steal from old Jerry Seinfeld thing where I think he was talking about Batman or Spider-Man, but he's like, this isn't a fantasy growing up, this is an option.
Yeah.
And so I think for a lot of young girls growing up, they see Caitlin Clark or any of the people now that they're watching, and now that it's being televised, they see these athletes and they're like, hey, that could be me.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to do wonders for, I guess, women's sports in general and girls' sports in general, but specifically in basketball.
Yeah, and then what do you think of this NFL draft coming up? Like, I feel like there's so many quarterbacks that get drafted in the first round. I'm like, what the heck is happening here? There's all these teams wanting to draft first-round draft pick quarterbacks. They don't pan out as well at the second round or third round or fourth round or fifth round draft pick quarterbacks I've seen.
I have no thoughts on that, Xander, because the longer I've been watching this stuff, the less that I believe I know about it. Because I've seen over the years that guys that were can't miss missed. And the guys that went way down in the draft, Russell Wilson was a good example. They did fantastic, you know. And so I don't know what it is beyond the intangibles. I know sometimes more time is spent on those intangibles. But still to this day, all the advanced analytics aside, I think scouts still look at the body. They just look at the tools, the speed, the jump, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, so there's still that kind of governs. And, yeah, those are very talented players. But there's something else. There's an X factor that I don't think we've been able to truly analyze. And that's what makes or breaks people. And sometimes it's not even – sometimes there's things outside of our control as well. So sometimes those players, they benefit from the system in which they are part of, or they don't get the help that they need. And that's just hard. It's hard to know on any of those. I feel like a quarterback is probably, it's high risk, high reward. Like, I think you're probably going to be more sure with, like, sometimes, you know what you get with a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman. Yes. Or, I mean, you just, that's what it is. But again, I don't really have an opinion on that in terms of whether it's good or bad at this point. I don't know. I know in fantasy sports, when I did fantasy football, whatever the least depth oriented position is, that's kind of what you want to draft first, because there are only a handful that are supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
And then there's a fall off where some positions are so deep, you're like, okay, so I might not have a quarterback that gets 23 points this game, but I can get one for almost nothing that's 18 points. So that's what, 5 points behind, but I have a premier running back that's going to get 10 points more than the, you know, next tier down. And so therefore I win. So fantasy is kind of a different strategy, but real life, I don't know.
Yeah, but also I'm thinking about becoming an NFL GM at some point in my life. If ever moved up around where I do regular job scouting for the NFL team, and right. they want to hire me as a GM, I'm thinking I'll take it. I'll become a GM.
Yeah.
I know a GM will have to work all day, but I don't care having to work all day. I love work. Work is more fun for me than hanging out with my people most of the time. For me,
if you love work and you want to work all day, the assistant managers at Les Schwab, they're the ones who put in all the hours, by the way. Managers are fine, but like the assistant managers work like 80-hour weeks. So it's ridiculous. Just utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think becoming an NFL GM, if I would ever become an NFL GM, I would hire all of our weight coaches here at Washington State from the football program, and then hire our head coach for football team here, and then hire Coach Calgus that I work with on the football team, our D-line coach, as our D-line coach, and I would do that.
Yeah. Well, what else is going on in the world of sports? What's on your heart and mind, Xander? You seem down a little bit today. You've seemed a little tired. Were you up too late watching sports?
No, I had to wake up early to go to football this morning.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about your football, though. What is it that you do?
I work with the D-line, and I also am the water boy. I hope I was recruiting, too.
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Waterboy?
I have.
Okay.
And what's kind of cool, when now...
there's got to be a better way to call it than Waterboy. Let's come up with a name, like you're the H2O technician.
Yeah,
let's something like that.
And then
water is you're the water is life specialist.
Do you think the Yankees are good this
year? Well, that was quite a transition from Waterboy to the Yankees.
Do you think the Yankees are good this year? Because I watched some of their highlights, and they look like they're better this year than last year.
Well, okay, so the I hate this. Okay, so what I saw today was the Yankees are incredibly unlucky because they have the greatest percentage of barreled balls, like bats that they just barreled up on the ball and hit hard, but that haven't fallen for hits.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, give me a break. You know, that's baseball. Like, I don't know. I don't know whether it's good or bad or whatever, but I usually anticipate that the Yankees will somehow underperform.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the old adage that it's the best teams that win, not just the best players. Baseball is one of those that still there's a lot of individual, like you said, it's still an individual hitter that's up there. But I don't know. I know that the Mariners aren't doing great.
Yeah, they're not. But my job.
But that's the life of a Mariners fan. Bart Giamatti once said years ago, he was the commissioner of baseball. He was a former president of Yale. Anyway, he said baseball was designed to break hearts. So there you go. That's my life, Xander.
Yeah, and then I'm a Central Giants fan, and we got Blake Snell. The pitcher, he's a good pitcher. He's from the state of Washington. He's from Seattle.
Yeah, and he wanted to go to Seattle, and Seattle had their head up their fourth point of contact, and so they're like, no, we don't want Blake Snell. You idiots.
Yeah,
you got me going, man. Why'd you have to mention Blake Snell? Geez, Xander, you did that on purpose. I know it. You're poking the bear right now.
I'm a Giants fan, so that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, whatever. Wait, how'd you end up a Giants fan?
Because my dad's from California.
What part of Cal?
Yuba City, California.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But then, like, I'm like, why do these players get drafted by teams and then they just keep switching teams when they want to go for more money? Like,
yeah,
why is life all about money? That's just not how life works.
Yeah, you answered the question. It's for money.
Yes.
That's it. So we see our friend Johnny Lupinacci actually coming in. We'll have our producer engineer Silas Finley. He's over here. Glad to have. He's a good producer engineer. Anyway, we'll have him open the door. Johnny Lupinacci is a good sports guy. Did you know Johnny is the hockey coach?
Yes.
WSU club hockey coach.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing Game On podcast with Xander. So we got Johnny Lupinacci in the house. He and all his greasiness, Detroit greasiness. That's right. Keep it greasy. So. We've jumped around today quite a bit, but we're just talking sports and loving it. Xander's...
This is one of the best times of year for sports.
Baseball. NBA, and the listener can't probably hear what Johnny's saying, but he's talking about all the different sports
and
going on.
And then what do you think about the United Football League?
Oh, my gosh. What another transition. No segue at all. Just coming in hot. Sandpaper.
What do you think about the United Football League? Because for me right now, I like the United Football League, but I don't think 8 teams is enough. I think we need 32 teams because 8 teams.
32 is too much. That's too big too soon, though.
But the United Football League with 8 teams, that's not enough to that's not enough. For
that's when we had like the national airline and they just went too big too fast and then it bombed. You know, they bought all the planes and anyway, spectacular
failure.
What do you
think about the United Football League so far going on? Like, do you think the league's doing good?
I don't know. I honestly, that's one that I don't follow. So you may want to kick me off your podcast when you hear me say this, but I barely follow the NFL anymore. I care about one thing in life. Pretty much. It's baseball. Baseball is it. So now when I was a kid, I loved every sport. I hate to say this to Johnny, but I grew up in Washington, so we didn't know anything about hockey, but like, or lacrosse or any of those other things. So I play softball and pickleball. I don't even play basketball anymore because, you know, my knees can't support it. So first of all, when you're a fat guy and carrying around too much weight, and then you're jumping up and down. First of all, you don't want to watch me jumping up and down, but like sitting by two bottles of light mayo here on the table. I don't watch a lot of NFL. Like, I'm aware of what's going on in general, but if I'm not watching that, I'm watching even less of the UFL. I stopped watching SportsCenter back in the day too. Like, I just don't. I follow baseball. And I can't even find people who want to do fantasy baseball with me because they just don't want to.
If you're gonna watch like all sports, would you mostly watch at the college level? Mostly, if you're gonna watch.
Yes. If I'm gonna watch football, it's gonna be college football. I'm really sad at some of the changes that are happening, in terms of just with the traditional rivalries, you know, that are all being just obliterated right now. So that one makes me a little bit sad.
And then also what makes me sad too is the NTA might not no longer run the whole thing of college sports anymore. NTA might go away at some point, I heard.
I'm not so sad about that. I think the NCAA has been, there are some good things about it, but I think in some ways it's just been an ineffectual organization. But
it's a nonprofit.
Yeah, but it's a nonprofit. Yeah, I can think of a lot of nonprofits that are, you know, they're a front for whatever. You know, it's like I own a laundromat, but really it's a front for something else. So, but whatever. I'm sure somebody with the NCAA will take umbrage at this assertion, but anyway. So what other, have you played pickleball before? It's like giant ping pong.
I've done it before in PE when I was in high school and middle school, and it was pretty fun.
You know, I did it in PE. That's how long it's been here, but it came about in the late 60s, I believe, in Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Really?
But it never really grew fully in popularity until about 10 years ago, and all of a sudden it just exploded.
I've yet to meet anybody who plays it who has a single bad thing to say.
Johnny says he's never met a single person who has ever played it that has a single bad thing. Well, that's because, again, if you're a fat, out-of-shape guy like me and tennis is just, it's too big of a court and trying to get a volley going back and forth, like, you could do it in pickleball, though. So.
Have you seen this?
I'll play pickleball with you guys.
Have you seen it? There's a pro pickleball league.
There is a pro pickleball league, and they have ratings. Like, a 5 would be a perfect rating, but, like, a 4.5, if you're 4.5, you're professional. So, yeah. You get rated based on like skill type set, and a lot of it's like you rate yourself, you know, like here's
skill rating.
Yeah, because if you rate yourself as a 4 and then you're going up against these guys and you're not a 4, you will get obliterated. And at some point, if you were in a professional circuit, they would probably assign you a rating. I don't know if it's like a relegation type thing, like in soccer/football, you know, where I finished dead. Right, golf, you get a handicap assigned to you. Did you see any of the Masters?
I did. Scottie Scheffler won it all.
I heard that the viewership this year was way down, and I have a couple thoughts. First of all, in the last number of years, there are many golfers, professional golfers, who don't do any of the normal tournaments that they do. They wait for the 4 big tournaments. And so at some point, yeah, people don't know who any of these golfers are. That's one thing. Yeah, I don't know. Well, so the LIV Golf thing. So I have a friend. He's here in Pullman, actually. He works for the Saudis now. He works for LIV Golf. He got permission from his current employer. He's a video, you know, engineer, whatever. And he traveled, like, he was in Australia, or he's heading to Australia now. And his current employer said that he could do it, and so he's doing it. Like, he's doing all this video work for them. I think it's incredible, and they're paying him a lot of money too.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. I think it's good too, but also think, like, when LIV Golf was competing with the PDA Tour, the PDA Tour now is not having as many people watch it like they did a long time ago, because now, like, when they have a competitor, now it has to make them work even harder to get more people to watch their golf over LIV Golf. Like, now, like, Scottie Scheffler and some of these top golfers, the golfer that won the Masters last year, he now is with LIV Golf. He's no longer with the PDA Tour. So it's like, do we want to watch golf if there's two leagues competing against each other? That's what some people think about sometimes.
Interesting. That's not something I thought about, but
I don't know, we just see in the back, like, swing is like, is there really anybody after? I mean, even though Tiger's still competing in it, he's not in the peak.
Yeah, Johnny's asking the question about, you know, Tiger Woods is no longer there in the peak. Yeah, we don't have a dynamic character. We've got names that you haven't heard of.
There's a good one. Yeah.
But, like, think about this. I mean, you remember John Daly? You know, you had these guys that were just larger than life. I mean, John Daly was larger than most people too, but
the amount of skill you need to be a pro golfer, and the game of golf has gotten so hard, and, like, these guys are so great that you really have to be peak condition for a sport. Typically, you just had to be kind of, like, really good at it.
Yeah.
And so, like, John Daly wouldn't be able to be a pro golfer. And so you're getting, like, these really disciplined athletes that don't have the kind of personality.
Right. I mean, you had a guy like Arnold Palmer, man. Like, half the people in this, they would say that Arnold Palmer is a drink. You know, they wouldn't even know. But, like, back in the day, you knew who Arnold Palmer was, you know? So Jack Nicklaus / Nicholson, whichever one is the golfer, I can never remember this day. But
and then Jack Nicklaus is the guy that makes most of the golf courses. He makes more golf courses than anyone in the world.
Yeah.
And he's crazy. Like, I see when I go to city sometimes, I see there's a golf course that's made by him, and he's like, what? I'm surprised that he makes so many golf courses, but I love playing on his golf courses. They're good.
Yeah. Well, we're 22 minutes in. You want to keep going, or you're done?
I'll be like 5 more minutes left.
Oh, 5 more minutes? Okay, you're just going to set. So I'm looking at the clock right now, so we'll back time it for 5 minutes. So what else you want? What else you got on? NCAA championship, Johnny says, for hockey was this weekend. I knew nothing about this. Let me guess. Was it Minnesota or one of these teams that was in it? No, he says. Denver U.
I know Denver U is good. I know Boston College and Denver U are both good.
Yeah. So Boston College got knocked out
in the Final Four. And then you had University of Denver against Boston U. I almost went to Boston U.
I bought.
10th national title for Denver U. Wow, that's.
The most national titles, which is held by University of Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Okay, Michigan's a good one as well. Okay, two Boston schools, Denver and Michigan.
Yeah.
I know my father-in-law was from Grand Forks, North Dakota, so he loved. Come closer to the mic, man. That way I could quit interpreting. Like,
I got a sports topic to throw you guys in the last 5 minutes.
Unlike Otani's interpreter, though, I won't interpret for you and then go gamble your money away that you don't have.
Let's go. Caitlin Clark, first-round draft pick.
Yep, he already mentioned that.
Rookie contract, 4-year deal, $338,000.
4-year deal, $338,000. Talk about disparity in pay between women and men. Oh, okay. Wait.
So Victor.
Yeah, Victor, a woman.
I love watching.
Wembanyama, who my youngest loves.
Okay.
Rookie contract. Caitlin Clark, 4 years, $338,000. Victor is a 4 years, $55 million.
Yeah. Come on.
Wow. By the last year, the option, she still won't be making as much money as I do. Like, if you think about that, that's really embarrassing, actually. You know what I mean? Like, that's embarrassing because I'm just some guy. Like, she is revolutionizing. Johnny's blowing smoke up my basketball skirt.
A little bit here. But seriously, that's a big thing, because it's not like the WNBA doesn't make money. And it's not like Caitlin Clark doesn't have game changer personality presence you're talking about, like Tiger Woods to golf, and Caitlin Clark to women's basketball.
Yeah.
And the WNBA worldwide. So, again, pick out.
What else? We're down to 2 minutes left. 2 minutes on the clock.
And then
pick a baseball team. Who's going all the way this year?
Yeah, who's going all the way this year? It's not going to be the Yankees. If you say the Yankees, I'll never be on your podcast again. I hate the Yankees. Wait, Johnny should be a Detroit Tigers fan.
I am. First and foremost, always.
All right.
I don't know, but this is what I'm going to say.
Even though the Yankees, we know from a couple years ago, they're savages in the box. So
I'm going to say this. Right now.
Okay, well then say it.
Right now, I think the Eagles are the best team right now in baseball. But right now, I have to say that I don't like them either. But right now, I have to say they're the best baseball team in the game. But towards the end of the season, I think I have the Dodgers winning it all because they got Sohtani.
Yeah,
got all the baseball players. I think the Dodgers will win it all.
Yeah, the Dodgers are good. They might have finally bought the World Series again. So I like the Dodgers, though. Like, I have a lot of friends that were my first favorite team before I discovered the Mariners was the Dodgers because they played every Saturday on national TV, and Oral Hershiser was my first favorite player. Bulldog, man.
Come on, man. What about the Tiger made famous over in Dodger uniform, Kirk Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Going around the bases. Hit that home run off the Eck.
And then here I'm going to advertise about one brand.
Okay, he's going to advertise one brand. Here he goes.
Miller Kicks. You guys, if you're women's basketball players, you should be wearing Miller Kicks basketball shoes. They're made by a women's basketball player from Boston College, and she's trying to cater to women because all these other brands that make basketball shoes, you have to wear men's basketball shoes if you're a women's basketball player, and she's trying to make shoes for women so they don't get hurt and for their feet so they feel more comfortable when you're playing basketball. And when you're playing basketball, you should wear Miller Kicks because all the other brands do not make shoes based on women's feet, and this brand does, and they're stinking brand new, and they've only been around for 5 or 7 years, and they've been really good. And I think that women players need to have shoes catered to them because right now I see them having to wear men's basketball all the time, and I think that's unfair to the women's playing basketball.
That's not just a hot take.
There you go.
That's flaming hot.
We should end on that because that was a great take.
Crushed it.
Yeah, you crushed that one. Like a mouthful of seeds,
and
dude.
Then,
you just crushed it.
And then I hope you guys like the podcast Game On podcast.
You've been listening to Game On with Xander Piott. Make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you use, and we'd appreciate you sharing online with your friends.